Watcha, it's Mike Wynn with a special edition of the Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Phil Woods, the great alto player, died last week at the age of 83, so this programme is entirely dedicated to Phil. In putting together the playlist, I had a really hard time, as Woods had a long and prolific recording career. I've got well over 2,000 separate songs of him playing, half as a leader, half as a sideman. I've chosen ones that I think, I hope, you're going to enjoy, and that also do justice to this great muso.
Thank you.
This show isn't in chronological order, but the song we've just heard was from one of his earliest recordings as a leader, November 56. In fact, his first was back in 47, but it wasn't until late 54 that he really got going under his own name. This is from a famous LP called Woodlaw. Phil on alto, John Williams piano, Teddy Kotick bass, and Nick Stabulous drums. The song was Neil Hefti's Falling in Love All Over Again. Woods had been left a shiny but ancient alto saxophone by his uncle Norman when he, Woods, was just 12. His first reaction was to get it melted down to make into toy soldiers, but was nagged by his mother into taking at least one lesson. Fortunately, his teacher was inspirational. Harvey LaRosa played many instruments and even made and repaired them, and Woods was hooked on the alto from lesson one. That day changed my life, he often reflected. I'll play another track from this period. Well, 61, in fact. another of Phil Woods' best-known albums, Rites of Swing, recorded Jan-Feb 61, and on this album, Woods wrote all the music, composed and arranged it all. And it further distanced him from the music of Charlie Parker. The young Woods had been hugely influenced by Parker, but then again, who wasn't in the late 40s, early 50s? But Woods especially so, and his initial reputation was that of a Parker clone, not helped, of course, by Woods marrying Parker's widow in 57, following Bird's early death in 55. Yes, he would always be a bebopper at heart, but this album clearly demonstrates that he's his own man. Woods' first influences had been the leading altoists of the day, Johnny Hodges and Benny Carter. We've just heard part three of Rites of Swing, entitled Waltz. Benny Bailey, trumpet, Saab Shihab, baritone, Curtis Fuller, trombone, Julius Watkins, French horn, Tommy Flanagan, piano, Buddy Catlett, bass, Ozzie Johnson, drums, and conducted by Quincy Jones, who knew Phil well, as Woods had been in Quincy's big band for a year or so, 59 to 60. The Ernie Wilkins compo Big Red. No mention of Little Red, though. The full Quincy Jones Big Band in Lausanne, June 1960, and released as part of the Swiss Radio Days jazz series. This is, in fact, Volume 1, when they were obviously still experimenting with recording big bands live. Phil Woods was tucked away in the five-man reed section in this 18-piece big band. After those early lessons from Harvey LaRosa and much experimenting by the young Woods, he took lessons from the great pianist and innovator Lenny Tristano. It was a 350-mile round trip per lesson, Boston to New York, basically. Phil Woods then joined the Manhattan School of Music, but for reasons he himself could never explain, he didn't like it, and after a mere 6 weeks, transferred to the more classically-minded Juilliard. In those days, Juilliard didn't teach the saxophone, so Woods had to switch to and graduate on the clarinet, the reason being that in the late 40s, early 50s, there was much, much more music for the long-established clarinet. Woods obviously learnt to sight-read music. That was a rarity in those days, and that made him much sought after by the big band leaders. And here is a rarish outing for Phil on the clarinet. Glow from a late 66, early 67 Rudy Van Gelder recorded album called Kenny Burrell for Charlie Christian and Benny Goodman. Burrell guitar, Phil Woods clarinet on that song and on the Benny Goodman compo Holy Cats. His more usual alto on the rest of the album. Mike Manieri on vibes, Ron Carter bass and Grady Tate drums. Moonglow was not on the original LP but is included on the CD reissue. We'll leap forward to early mid-2004 for a totally different style. Oh.
that bears a lipstick's traces and airline tickets to romantic places, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. A tinkling piano in the next apartment, those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant. A fairground's painted swings. These foolish things remind me of you. You came, you saw, you conquered me. Of March that make my heart a dancer, a telephone that rings, but who is to answer? Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things.
That That's from a Duduka da Fonseca led recording session. It's the Da Fonseca duo, in fact, with various special guests popping in. Da Fonseca on drums, Helio Alves on piano, and they call themselves HD2. Eddie Gomez was on bass, Phil Woods alto, of course, Paolo Jobim on guitar and vocal, and very bossa nova, Maucha Adnet also on vocals, and Oscar Castro Neves does the string arrangements for the two violins, one viola, one cello. That was, as you well know, These Foolish Things, one of Phil's early longish-term stints, 2 years with a long-term relationship for groups in the late 50s, as all the sidemen tended to spin off to become leaders in their own rights. But this two-year relationship was with fellow alto player Gene Quill. Thank you. was the Sonny Rollins compo Doxy from a September-October 57 New York recorded LP called Phil Talks with Quill, one of five albums that Phil made with fellow altoist Gene Quill, who's also a fellow disciple of Charlie Parker. But, for some odd reason, Quill never seemed to be able to step out of other people's shadows and remains something of a peripheral figure in jazz. In fact, he only made two albums under his own name. Plus, of course, these five with Woods, where they shared the top billing on four of them. Bob Corwin, piano, Sonny Dallas, bass, and Nick Stabulous again on drums. Let's come up to 1998.
Thank you.
a Phil Woods original, The Reveni, named after Woods' chum John Flick, who was a minister in the Universal Life Church. This was recorded at the Red Rock Studio in Sailorsburg, Pennsylvania, Jan-Feb 1998. And I chose this particular song as I think it's the only example I have of Phil Woods playing Wurlitzer electric piano. The tenor man was Johnny Griffin. Woods was overdubbed on alto. Cedar Walton is the pianist on all the other tracks. I am making the rash assumption that he sat out that number. I didn't listen out for an acoustic piano, I must admit. Peter Washington was on bass, Ben Riley drums, and Phil's brother-in-law, Bill Goodwin, on percussion. Phil and Chan, Parker's widow, had divorced after 4 years together, and Phil had married Liz Goodwin when he returned from a four-year stint in Paris, and Liz survives him. But now, we're off to Russia.
Thank you.
The double LP called Benny Goodman in Moscow in July 62. Benny at these gigs in Moscow led an orchestra, a quintet, a septet and an octet, so lots of to-ing and fro-ing of the musos. This song, which was the orchestra, this song features both Phil on alto and Zoot Sims tenor, and it was written for them by another tenor player in the orchestra, Tom Newsom, and it's called Titter Pipes. I'll just give you a sample of the A-listers in the band. Joe Newman, Joe Wilder, Jimmy Nepper, Teddy Wilson, Victor Feldman, Mel Lewis, and Phil and Zoot, as we well know, and of course, Benny Goodman on clarinet. This tour was part of a musical cultural exchange between the then USSR and the USA. Could do with some of that right now, I think. One of Phil Woods's mentors and chums was Dizzy Gillespie. Was somewhere in that massive big band, 25 musos in all, conducted by Benny Carter and recorded in LA in September 62. Dizzy, as we all know, was a great teacher, usually informally, just dishing out suggestions and subtle ways to get the right groove. And Woods continued in that way, becoming a noted educator. I was due to see Woods at Ronnie Scott's just last year, but it was cancelled, I assume due to Phil's ill health. He suffered badly from emphysema in his later years, always carrying a portable oxygen tank with him, even to his gigs. Here he is in another fantastic lineup, this time backing Ella.
tell you about a boy I know. He's my baby and he lives next door. Every morning before the sun comes up, he brings my coffee in my favorite cup. That's why I know, yes I know, hallelujah, I just love him so. When I'm in trouble and I have no friends, I know he'll go with me until the end. Everybody asks me how I know, I smile at them and say he told me so. That's why I know, I know, hallelujah, I just love him so. Now if I call him on the telephone and tell him that I'm all alone, by the time I count from 1 to 4, I hear him knock, 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 knock on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down, when there is nobody else around, he kisses me and he holds me tight and tells me, baby, everything's all right. That's why.
And Sweet, with Ella Fitzgerald singing the Ray Charles classic Hallelujah, I Love Him So, recorded Jan 62. Bill Doggett was on organ and did all of the arrangements. Obviously Phil Woods was there on alto, and an all-star lineup, the likes of Hank Jones, Ernie Royal, Mundell Lowe. Phil's last gig was on September the 4th, 2015, this very year, in Pittsburgh at the Manchester Craftsman's Guild. It's a venue that's often been recorded, so I await news of, hopefully, that particular recording. Before Phil played the last number of the evening, he announced, "This is the last number ever." And after the song, he just walked off, leaving his saxophone on the stage, and that was it. We'll close this tribute to the great Phil Woods with a mid-59 recording he did with a 7-saxophone front lineup. Coleman Hawkins, Georgie Auld, Herb Geller, Zoot Sims, Al Cohen, Gene Quill, and more than holding his own in that illustrious company, the winner of the Top Alto Player Award at Downbeat Magazine nearly 30 times since 1975, Philip Wells Woods. Fugue for Tin Horns. Thank you. huge thanks to Phil Woods for a lifetime's fantastic music. We barely scratched the surface of his output. And I hope you'll be joining me, Mike Wynn, for future Real Enjoyment of Jazz shows, where we'll feature more of Phil Woods. Until then, please, take care. Keep well.